Well, here we are down at Brighton in the sunshine. It's absolutely stunning day, 3.5 hours to get down here, waiting for our tickets to get into the stadium. Russ Wilcox is alongside me for the commentary today, and what a great day of fixtures it is, whether you're down here on the South Coast with Sheffield Wednesday looking for the double over Brighton, or back up in South Yorkshire, Sheffield United. A huge game for them, massive game for Doncaster Rovers as well. And if you're a Chesterfield fan, no doubt you're going to be looking. Millers as well, all still to play for in League Two. We'll start with this game here though, Russ. What are your thoughts looking ahead? Big game, this tough game for Wednesday too.
Yeah, tough game for Wednesday. Like I say, I thought did okay against Tranmere. Well, did very well against Tranmere, but it's a tough game today. You know, it's it'll be a yardstick, if you like, to where they need to be for next season.
In terms of what Gary Megson will do, surely it's same squad, isn't it? Same side, same squad?
Yeah, you would have thought so. I think it's got to be the same 18, really. I think he's put that off for the last two games, two victories, so same as.
4-4-2 though here, is this one where maybe you would gamble on the 4-5-1?
Interesting. You could gamble 4-5-1. You could actually match up with their diamond if they do play that, because reports are, you know, they do like to get it down, play, find that extra man in midfield. So tactically, it would be a good game today.
They are a bit more direct though, aren't they? Because people talk about them playing really good football, but they're not frightened of getting it forward and then just pressing, pushing and pressing high up the field.
No, perfect football, if you like. Mix it up. I think that's what you have to do. I think Wednesday did that well the other night, and obviously Brian's done that all season. Magnificent home record, unbeaten. What a great time to come. On back of two victories. Good time to come and hopefully burst their bubble.
With regards to this place, how hard is it to play it?
It was great for me. I was 38 when I played here last time, so it was fantastic. Nice tight ground, lovely small pitch. Hard for people to run away from you, so it was good for me.
Suited in that respect. What about Bramall Lane? Obviously a difficult game there in many respects for Sheffield United, but crucial, isn't it, that they take something at the very least out of this fixture with seven to go?
Yeah, massive week, massive few days anyway. You know, two home games, Saturday, Tuesday. I think that'll be a tough game. I think people are looking on the previous 2-1 performances and obviously victories. I think today it could be a tough game. Middlesbrough will be looking at that, still not out of the mire yet. They'll be looking at that a point today that puts them safe. So I think that's a tough game.
With regards to your hometown club, Doncaster Rovers, your former club, again, they've had a horrible run of form, and even with injuries coming back, they've not been able to really right the ship. Are they really going to get dragged in at this stage?
Possibly could. One win in 12 suggests they are, and not many goals. You know, obviously lost Billy Sharp for the season now, so you do wonder where the goals are going to come from. Again, tough game today. Cardiff, for me, have got to get promoted this season. They've had three or four goals under Dave Jones. I think this is their sort of last chance, so I can't see anything for Rovers today.
What about Barnsley? Barnsley, Bristol City. Again, it's a funny one that, because Barnsley not being on a great run of form, I think two wins out of the last 10, they need to finish the season with a bit of a flourish, but a bit of a dead game really in many respects, isn't it?
Well, they seem to be in teams on form. I mean, I think Bristol's, what, seven wins in the last eight. All of a sudden, you know, it just shows you how important players are. Maynard comes back into the squad, and all of a sudden they're going on an unbelievable run of seven wins in eight. Again, I see that personally as an away win.
League Two, very quickly, we'll look at Chesterfield at Hereford.
Tough game. He's done a great job down there at Hereford.
These physios.
I've got his name on off the top of my head. Jamie somebody. Pittman, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's done a great job down there. Tough goal, but I think Chesterfield have too much for him.
And Rotherham United at Cheltenham, just to close things out. 3 points, very necessary now for the Millers.
My father used to tell me, always back a team that's been heavily defeated the week before. So, you know, 8-1 defeat last week. Probably must be a club record, I thought. 8-1 defeat at Crewe. Don't be surprised today if Cheltenham get a clean sheet.